With Connecticut Public Radio News, I'm Diane Orson. Alexei Navalny, a Russian opposition leader with ties to Yale University, was poisoned, according to the German hospital where he's being treated. Navalny remains in a medically induced coma. The 44-year-old is known for his anti-corruption investigations against Russian state corporations and senior officials. Navalny participated in Russia's 2018 presidential election. About 10 years ago, Alexei Navalny spent several months in New Haven as part of the Yale World Fellows program. Each year, about a dozen people are selected from thousands of applicants around the globe to participate in the Global Leadership Training Program. They take classes at Yale, mentor students, enhance their leadership skills, and make lifelong friends. I spoke with Program Director Emma Skye about the Yale World Fellows and Alexei Navalny.
Alexei was a World Fellow in 2010, and that was before my time at Yale or my time leading the program. But he was part of an extraordinary cohort that had a number of fellow fellows who decided after that experience that they were going to go into politics. So one of them actually ran to be mayor of Bristol in the UK, and he was elected. He's the first Black mayor in Europe to be elected. And, you know, another one stood as a member of the European Parliament. So from what I know of it, it was a time where people who were like-minded, they met each other and they decided, if you want to make change in the world, you've got to go into politics, that politics really is the way of bringing about change.
Now, more recently, Leonid Volkov was a World Fellow in 2018, and he was a campaign manager and a chief of staff for Alexei Navalny for several campaigns, including an attempt to get Navalny on the presidential ballot. Can you talk about Volkov's time here at Yale? What did you learn from Volkov while he was here? What kinds of challenges did he face?
Well, from Volkov, I learned that, you know, to be an opposition politician in Russia is extremely difficult. There is constant harassment and surveillance, and it takes tremendous courage and resilience. And people like Alexei and Leonid display that on a daily basis.
So a letter was put together in support of Alexei Navalny and signed by many world fellows from many, many different countries around the world. I wonder if you could talk about the kinds of common threads that bind these Yale World Fellows together.
I think the response from World Fellows Network has really been amazing. So Alexei was a 2010 Yale World Fellow, and members of his cohort drafted the statement, and then it was shared with all World Fellows in the network. And I think over 160 signed up from 80 or more countries. So many fellows have a sense that democracy is on the retreat, that authoritarianism is rising, and they feel the space for dissent is shrinking, and they feel vulnerable, and they're not sure who is going to stand up for them. So they stand by each other, and they show support for each other. And every World Fellow knows that if they are ever arrested or threatened or attacked, they are part of a community that will stand in solidarity with them.
We do know that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election in the U.S. Do you think that the Yale World Fellows program and its invitations extended to rising opposition leaders in countries such as Russia affects the university's relationship with countries like Russia?
You know, Yale is a university that attracts the brightest and the best from all over the world. And I think it is important for the university's reputation that it maintains a open policy to accepting people from different backgrounds, whether they are in support of the government or opposed to the government, as long as they are law-abiding and committed to the principles and values of Yale. So, of course, it's inevitable that when opposition figures earn their place and win their place at a place like Yale, it may bring some tensions. I think that's understandable. But it's not that Yale University goes out to seek opposition leaders. We have plenty of Russian students who are not active in politics, And we have some who are.
Anything else?
I think there are many people around the world who put their lives on the line, campaigning or standing up for the rights of others. And it's important to them that America cares. And I think in recent years, there's a sense that now if people get into trouble, that who is going to champion the values of human rights and the values of democracy? And I think there's a worry now that America no longer plays the role that it used to play and is no longer seen as the champion of human rights or the standard bearer of democracy. And yet there are people all around the world who passionately believe in human rights and who passionately believe in democracy.
Emma Skye, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.